While Elizabeth and Chris get ready for the final round, it's time for us to play a game called Mystery Guest. A stranger is about to come on stage, Jonathan Colton, and I have no idea who this person is or what makes them special, but our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, does.
That's right. Ophira and Jonathan will work together as a team to figure out our mystery guest's secret by asking yes or no questions. Mystery guest, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Autumn Stamford, and I just started an interesting business.
Okay, Ophira, you ask the first question.
Interesting business. Okay, does your business involve interacting with other people?
Yes.
Interesting that that was a pause.
Autumn, as part of your business, do you make things?
I do. Mm-hmm.
And I imagine people are buying these things.
Yes.
Okay. Just to be clear, because, you know, the people are alive.
Yes.
Okay, good.
That is a weird question.
Well, no, not based on our past experience.
You never know.
Are the things you make, are they food related?
Yes.
Are they baked goods?
Yes.
Are you selling these out of a storefront-like location?
Yes.
I have to say that one of the things that makes Autumn's business unique is not the storefront aspect of it. It's a storefront plus something else.
So, okay, so it's some sort of dessert-like thing, but the way I'm getting it, you're saying, is a little bit more interesting than just going to a store. Like it's coming via a bird or something like that.
Yeah, it's cakes delivered by bird. It's
Which
one of those things.
Is that your business, cakes delivered by birds?
No.
Because I'm investing. Okay.
But it's something in addition to the storefront that's interesting.
Okay.
Do you have Autumn, do you have a sex dungeon in your cake store?
I don't,
okay.
No.
It's worth a shot. Is there delivery involved?
Yes.
There is delivery involved.
Okay.
This is a high-speed cake delivery service?
No.
No? Okay, does the cake come way later than you were hoping?
It's a very slow cake delivery service?
Slowest.
It comes late.
What?
Cake in
late.
About a year.
It comes
is
late?
Is it 24-hour cake delivery?
Close.
Wait a second, she just
23-hour cake delivery.
She says it comes late.
It comes late.
There are baked goods that are usually paired with a particular drink.
Okay, so it's like a coffee and a donut kind of thing. Is it a donut?
No.
All right.
Is it a cookie?
Yes.
Okay, it's a cookie. It's a cookie.
It's late milk. Night cookies
oh.
and milk.
That's it, Jonathan.
It's
you
a
got
late
it.
Night cookies and milk delivery.
There you go.
That's right. Autumn is the owner of Brooklyn Kolache, a bakery. She just started Bake Sale, a late-night service delivering freshly baked cookies and milk. She wanted to do something for the community, so a percentage of her profits go to the Bed-Stuy Campaign Against Hunger.
Ah. Autumn, we meandered so far away from the wonderful and like simply nice thing that you do. Nice job. Nice job for getting there. We're like, she's got whips and chains. Yeah. It's midnight. You want a cake.
The sex dungeon was definitely the wrong.
She slaps you in the face, says it will come later. I don't know where we were going. But what inspired this business idea?
You know, the bakers and I all talked, and we started talking about doing late-night cookies, and nobody's really doing it in North Brooklyn. So we were playing around with names, and somebody said Bake Sale, and I thought, well, Bake Sale is a fundraiser. And so we started looking at different fundraising components, and that's how it all came about.
And what kind of cookies are you making?
We make monster cookies. And
what are monster cookies?
Monster cookies have everything. They have like oatmeals and M&Ms. And
what's your most popular cookie? I think you have something called the Ube Crinkle?
Yeah, we have an Ube Crinkle. My spouse is Filipino, and it's a crinkle cookie, but it's made out of ube, which is a purple yam that's very popular in the Philippines.
Yeah. And what's the latest time that I can order cookies and milk to my house?
The last order has to be placed by 1 a.m.
Placed by 1 a.m.?
Yeah.
There are many nights where I would want somebody to deliver
Are you
cookies
kidding
and
me?
Milk to me at that hour.
Absolutely.
Even if I was asleep, I would love for somebody to come into my room and wake me up with some hot
and
cookies.
Just shove a cookie
just
in
shove
your
a cookie
mouth.
In my mouth and I'll go back to sleep.
Now, we can't get out of this without asking, what's Kolache?
Sure. A Kolache is a slightly sweet yeast bread that's stuffed with a sweeter savory filling. And they're originally a Czech pastry, but most people know them from Texas. There's a huge Czech populations in Texas, and so in Texas, a kolache is almost like a donut. You can find it at grocery stores or fancy bakeries.
And they have roadside kolache in Texas, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So most people who get kolaches do it when they're traveling between major cities. You'll go into like a Czech town, and it started off as these small bakeries with a gas station attached, and then there's sort of a rivalry that happens, some of these kolache bakery gas stations, and so they've kind of gotten bigger and bigger, and now they're like these mega complexes where people go and they buy a bunch of kolaches and they refill their gas, they use the restroom.
So you're bringing the kolache love to Brooklyn.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Everyone give it up for our mystery guest, Autumn Stanford.